The recent Israeli airstrikes on southern Lebanon and continued violations of ceasefire agreements have fueled public outrage in Lebanon, prompting calls for the government to respond to Israeli aggression. At the same time, US diplomatic efforts have intensified, aiming to secure gains for Israel that it failed to achieve on the battlefield. Last week, U.S. official Morgan Ortega visited Lebanon, pressuring political leaders to either disarm Hezbollah or face further Israeli attacks. The main objective of Ortega's visit, according to leaked information, was to push for the complete withdrawal of Hezbollah from border areas and disarm the movement in line with Israeli demands. Goals Israel could not realize after 2 months of intense conflict. While Lebanese President Joseph Aoun emphasized Lebanon's cooperation with the Ceasefire Monitoring Committee, he also pointed to ongoing Israeli violations. The Israeli army remains stationed in parts of southern Lebanon, having violated the ceasefire agreement 392 times in the past 4 months without facing any US condemnation. Despite these breaches, the US continues to accuse Hezbollah of non-compliance, while Hezbollah maintains that Israeli occupation of Lebanese territory is the real cause of ceasefire violations. Amid these tensions, the US is working with its regional allies to exploit Lebanon's need for political and economic reforms. While reform is a popular demand among Lebanese citizens and supported by Hezbollah, Western and Arab governments are using it as a pretext to pressure for the movement's disarmament. In meetings with Lebanese opposition figures such as Sami Jaja, Ortega explicitly links reforms with disarming Hezbollah, pressuring Lebanese leaders with two options: surrender Hezbollah's arms or face a new war. Sources told local media that the proposals made to Lebanon go beyond the UN Security Council Resolution 1701 and amount to a national suicide plan. Lebanese officials are increasingly concerned about these pressures, warning that giving in could trigger internal unrest or even another civil war. The US and Israel are reportedly seeking to eliminate Hezbollah from Lebanon's political and security structure, arguing that arms should only be held by the Lebanese military. Yet Hezbollah remains a stabilizing force within Lebanon's political landscape and has broad public support, as demonstrated by the massive turnout at the funeral of its late leader, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. The US is also pressuring Lebanon to normalize relations with Israel, adding it to the list of Arab countries that have done so. However, both Hezbollah and many Lebanese officials have firmly rejected the idea. Parliament member Ali Fayyad declared that Lebanon will neither surrender to the occupation nor recognize the Israeli regime. A senior Lebanese official affirmed that opposition to normalization is a national consensus, and any such attempt would be categorically rejected. Analysts warned that ongoing US-Israeli pressure could destabilize Lebanon, reignite civil conflict, and spread regional tensions. They argue that true peace can only be achieved if Israel ends its occupation of Lebanese territory and abides by international resolutions, not by forcing Lebanon to disarm or normalize relations under pressure.